Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Larry King! Larry King! Larry King!
That's a good
call. I'll talk about it before we bring him in.
Okay, you surprised me. I did not expect that
to
happen.
I like to surprise you. I like to change. Change can be good. Shakes things up. Keeps things...
Of course.
Yeah. A huge article that Rob hit me to, and a listener hit both of us to.
Yes.
In the New York Times regarding Larry King. This is amazing. Do you have the paragraph, Rob?
I do.
On King. It's about... About Larry and how obsessed he is with dying.
Yeah,
that's all he told. He's 81. Now listen, I've talked to my mom for many, many years.
Sure,
she talks about it almost every single time I talk to her. The older you get, the more that happens. That's part of reality.
It might even have come up in our bonus show this week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Larry is more obsessed than most people. And I think he has been for quite some time.
Sure.
Because he's always been, ever since the heart attack.
Well, he cheated. You know what? People that cheat death, they dance with it. And he did.
Right.
He cheated death.
By the way, here's a little fact that a lot of people that listen to TMOS might not be aware of. Larry King's heart attack one day after his live guest shot on the Don and Mike show.
Oh, is it
not
the one where he surprised you guys, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Alan Goodman arranged for Larry King to surprise us in studio. And the day after, I remember he had orange fingers and the corners of his mouth were nicotine stained. That's how much smoking.
Oh,
and he was smoking more cigarettes. You know those dark ones they used to have?
Yes.
That's what Larry smoked. And he had zip-up boots. You know, those little half boots that zipped up, and he drove something like this before he became a multimillionaire.
You were just listening to him on the radio at this point.
And I think, seriously, he may have been driving a Buick Regal. But I don't know.
It's a good car, Larry.
Always buy American.
Yes. Larry. But read that paragraph about King, because this is a fascinating article.
A look inside, Oscar. It says here, and I quote, "King is fixated on dying. Mm. Everyone is, to some degree, but not like him. Sean King, his seventh wife, told me that Larry talked so much about his demise that he started to upset their teenage sons, and she had to tell him, knock it off. He kept saying, listen, I'm not going to be around much longer, boys. Whatever you do, don't let your mother put me in a home. Recently, Larry and Sean met with some insurance and lawyer types to go over their family trust. They were talking about his will and who got what and the tax ramifications. After 20 minutes, I said, wait a minute. Larry told me, I won't be here when this happens. I won't exist. Everything in that conversation had nothing to do with me. Now to say this is fact or fiction, here in zip-up boots is Larry King.
This is Rob.
Yeah, hi, Larry. Thanks for coming by.
Oscar, you there?
I'm here. Hi, Larry.
Hi, it's Larry King.
I'm surprised you made it.
Hey, how you doing? I am too. Yes, it won't be long now, boy. About time for the light to go out.
Larry, as the article indicates, when you talk to your family about death, who is...
Death all the time. Death, I'm obsessed on death. I always talk about death. I care about death. I think about when this might be my last time at the rodeo. That's what I do.
Who's the most receptive to the conversation?
Yeah, does anyone really engage you?
My friends at the deli, they talk about death also. they're long in the tooth, just like me. But, it's going to happen. That's why I'm freezing. That's why I'm freezing my body. I'm going to have the whole cryogenics.
Freeze your body.
Going to freeze my body.
Have you done the research?
When I go, I want to make sure that there's something. If they come along with a cure for what kills me, I want to make sure that that if there's something they can figure out, then I can come back.
You know what, Larry?
And they can cure me. But, as Sean said to me the other day, for Christ's sake, Larry, you're half dead already. Look at your body. I said, but if they came out with a cure, they could probably restore some of my lost muscle mass.
Now, this is your seventh wife, Sean.
Seventh wife, Sean King.
Now,
mother of Cannon Armstrong King. Chance Armstrong King. Cannon Edward King.
Now, my question for you is, you are notorious.
What happens when you die? where do you go?
You know, a lot of people have looked into it, and there's no definitive answer. You're a curious guy.
Hold on. Can you just give me a second?
Sure.
I know I got my show coming up later.
Hold on. Oh, he's got like a streaming access cable show thing.
I think he's shilling probiotics.
Yeah, that's a human growth hormone.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
HGH.
Really?
Now I got my vitamin D.
Oh, he's popping pills like Elvis.
Oh, geez, I hate the fish oil. The fish oil is tough. Yeah, there, boy.
But it helps with the joints.
The fish oil is tough, you know. How? What show am I on?
This is the Mike O'Mara show.
Oh, the Mike O'Mara show. Yeah, I know those guys. Yeah. They're great. Yeah, okay. They're fantastic.
Now,
yeah.
You are by nature a curious guy, right?
I'm curious. Where do you go when you're dead?
Well, you go in the ground.
I don't want to be buried. I don't want to be burned up.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be ashes. I want to be frozen like a steak.
Okay.
I want to be frozen like a steak and then reconstituted.
Let's say we freeze you.
It was a question of either being frozen or freeze dried.
Oh, freeze dried. You don't want that.
I didn't think freeze dried was a good idea. Just freeze me with the fluids that are left.
The precious little fluid.
With the fluids that are left in my arms and legs and down there. That's what I thought. It would be a great idea.
Hey, let me see your arm.
it's a lot of loose skin.
A lot of loose skin. Can you sort of make the skin tight against your bone?
If I do, I'll get a fracture. I don't want a fracture. I did that one time. I was saying, look at this, Sean. It's scraping off my arm, my forearm, and I pulled it tight, and they said I got a hairline fracture because the bones are so brittle.
Larry.
Yeah.
What are you going to miss the
most? Hi there, Oscar. Look at you. You're a young guy. Look at that, huh? A
lot of fluid in him.
Yeah, lots of fluid. You're Spanish, right? You're from Spain?
No, I'm Latin American.
Latin America.
I'm Bolivian. I'm from Bolivia.
Oh, sure. Yeah, great country. Great country. Fantastic. Great wheat, right?
No,
they have wheat?
No.
What do they have? They have tacos?
No tacos.
I think pineapples.
Pineapples. They grow pineapples? Down. No. I know. It's the one that's right on the sea, right?
I think we're known for cocaine.
Cocaine. Caco. Yes. They call it caco, right? The caco plant? I had one of them FBI guys. Huh?
Coca.
Sure, coca.
Or is it caca? You know what? No, it's coca. And Larry, cocaine is bad, right?
They told me one time, and I'm very curious that the people in the mountains, they chew the leaves.
Yeah, the
they
coca
get that
leaf.
Buzz, and it keeps them keeps their energy up.
Sure,
it's like 5-hour energy, but illegal.
And then they have trouble sleeping after that, right?
It keeps you ramped up.
If you're chewing a leaf that keeps you up,
yeah.
What brings you down? What brings you down?
A heart attack.
A heart attack brought me down, boy.
Sure,
I don't mind telling you. I quit smoking after that.
Yeah, and you lost weight.
Yeah, I had great doctors.
Did you?
Great, great doctors.
What hospital
they brought me
did
back
you go
from
to?
The dead. Cedar Sinai. Probably not, but it just sounded good. Cedar Sinai.
It's good.
Yeah. Well, what was your question there, Oscar?
My question was, out of all the broadcast gigs you've had, which one are you going to miss the most?
The CNN gig. Been there a long time. Like talking to people. Luminaries, the power of the network. Got people in there. Talked to every president. Talked to every star. Talked to Frank Sinatra. All my heroes.
Really enjoyed doing it.
Been a long time
since you've been
put
on.
Put out to pasture. Yeah. No longer valued. Waiting to die. Crawling to caskets. Larry's gone.
Well, you're not going to be in a casket if they freeze you. And I wanted to know.
I'm going to be in a frozen casket with an air hole. I said, put an air hole as big as a straw. And then if I come to life, or if they bring me back, I think you need, even if you're not breathing, you still need the air for your skin.
True.
Well, you have otherwise beautiful it'll just, skin.
I have very nice skin. I use lotion.
And so much of it.
I use creams and lotions.
Cocoa butter. Yeah.
Now, can you walk me through?
I only have one product that I use. Only one nobody knows about. I'll tell you. It's a scoop. You got a scoop. Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana.
Yes.
You have a scoop.
What is
How about
scoop?
That, huh?
What is it?
Burt's Bees.
You use that?
I use Burt's Bees all over my body, especially my genitals.
Oh, Larry.
How many chapsticks does it take to actually cover your body?
A lot of them. And I told Sean, I don't want the jar. Just give me the tube that's like you put on your lips. So it takes me in the morning 15 to 20 minutes for the upper part, and then about 45 minutes to an hour for the lower part.
Do you
and
do it yourself, or do you have other people
I do
people
it all myself.
It? Oh, really?
All myself, yeah. Even the back of my knees. Even the back of my knees.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
And, and so when the kids were little, we used to have a fun game. I'd take the Burt Bees lip balm,
right?
And then I would be putting the lotion on the back of my knees, and then the kids would come in from the other room, and they'd trace my little blue veins.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
That's enough. He's ready to talk.
Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
You're a monster.
I'm not the monster here. You are. You and the rest of that fairy tale trash poisoning my perfect world. Now tell me, where are the others?
Eat me.
I've tried to be fair to you creatures. Now my patience has reached its end. Tell me, or I'll...
No, not the buttons. Not my gumdrop buttons.
All right, then. Who's hiding them?
Okay, I'll tell you. Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
Yes, I know the Muffin Man. Who lives on Drury Lane?
Well... She's married to the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
She's married to the Muffin Man.
My lord, we found it.
Well, then what are you waiting for? Bring it in!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live
from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint. Amazing deals still available for you at Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. $9.99, 500 business cards. That's the best deal out there. You can pick from tons of designs that come from your business. You can add your own info and you're done, or you can upload your own artwork or your own pictures, which a lot of people have nowadays, sure, and do it yourself. You can upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, or even raised print. Your card will truly reflect you. We've all made cards at Vistaprint. They always turn out great. It's an easy thing to do, and the site is so user-friendly. Really, we love our relationship, yep, with Vistaprint because we believe in the product. I hand out my TMOS cards all the time. A classy move and great way to make a lasting impression. We love Vistaprint and we want you to try them. So here's a special offer. Just use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% saving. And remember, your satisfaction guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this offer. Remember, that's TMOS at Vistaprint.com. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah, just a very, very interesting day. Oscar, you know, heard about it actually as we were taping our, yes, show yesterday, and we decided to refrain from discussing it because, you know, you get into that trap like so many people in any kind of media do, that you'll be talking about stuff without all the information coming forward. And now with, you know, almost 24 hours past, everybody knows about that tragic shooting in Virginia, not far from where our studio is in Washington, mm-hmm, D.C. And just another day and another horrible, senseless moment. And as I told the guys before the show, my own personal politics aside, I will keep that down to a dull roar on this show. You know, I save that for people that, you know, read what I write on Facebook. And, you know, it just, I had to vent last night and I did it and I got the hate because of it. And
sure,
there's a small group of people that do that. And we do the same thing, and it's happened before and it'll probably continue to happen again. I do that because I feel frustrated and I want to see things change. And I think a lot of people do as well. And it's just, it's very, very frustrating. We have become so good in this country of immediately, myself included, taking your political viewpoint on it and talking about it, and that's about it. But, yeah, at the same time, any reasonable person will know it just happened again, and it happens a lot in this country. And,
yeah,
it happens, and that's a shooting of a reporter and her cameraman, and just absolutely a sinister act by a very disturbed individual who not only did this on live television, but also took like a GoPro video of the whole thing,
yeah,
and just as twisted as it gets. And then the coward shot himself at the end. And, you know, it's, I don't know. I sometimes think, well, I'm glad then that saves the taxpayers some money when the guy just offs himself after he does something like that, you know?
It was, I don't want to diminish any other shootings that have happened recently because they're all tragic. But this one, to me, hit a little harder because it was a new chapter. It's like they targeted a reporter in the field, and whether or not we're covering something with a microphone or a television personality is out there with a camera, we're sort of all in the same business, right? And when you're out there,
yeah, there's a connection there.
And
Absolutely. When
you're out there covering, when you're covering something, you are, in the past I said you're sort of an object of attention. I never really thought of yourself as a target. And it changes all that. I mean, you are very, very, if you're out there and you're covering news.
If you're doing anything in the public eye.
Yeah, you are so visible. And I always thought, well, God, you know what you might have to deal with is someone doing a photo bomb behind you or, you know, flashing a middle finger or something inappropriate when you're doing live coverage. But this was just so premeditated and targeted. It's horrifying. And you said it yourself, sinister.
Yeah, even you know, the attacker's, his logic from his manifesto was just flawed and wrong.
Yep. And he'd done it before, at other TV stations.
Yeah, it's sad. And I'll say this, that, yeah, I think it was a watershed moment, not because it was on live TV, because that's happened in the past and with historical events. It's just the sheer gravity of the subject and the way it went down and the impact and the immediate. And we always talk about getting things so quickly. Mm-hmm. This is not a good
example.
Not a good example of that. Somebody talked about the human condition. Politics aside, you know, how many people wish they hadn't watched that video yesterday? That just had play. Right?
I put it off. I put it off for hours.
I know. I didn't even. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't. I was lucky enough to have done the show that when we got there, the video has already been taken down. But when I saw, I said, I don't want to see that evil. I can't mm-hmm. see that evil. I don't want to deal with it. But I think it's important to note, regardless of your politics, again, it never solves anything on this show, that you have
I mean, I've accepted, Oscar, yes. That the fact that I'm not, you know, we occasionally will go into an area. I'm never going to say never on that because myself.
Look, it's your show.
But I will tell you that this is a place that, when something like that happens, I'm going to try, and I commit this to the audience, I'm going to try more often than not, at least at the beginning of the show, to have a moment. And I thought the Larry King thing was a great idea,
yes.
just to have a palate cleanser and have a little fun. And we talk about our lives. We'll get serious once in a while.
Yep.
This is just, we're talking about this, I'm not going to force my agenda on anybody, but I am going to talk about what everybody is talking about today, because that's just the way you react to it. And I will tell you the most heartbreaking moment during this whole tragedy and the coverage of it was listening to the other anchor on that small station, this guy who he was so obviously in shock.
Yep.
And even in his shock state, he was able to answer a question posed on the Today Show this morning about the shooter and pivot from that to simply paying tribute to his girlfriend. And that, to me, I broke down when I watched that because this guy was
tough
sitting
to watch,
there.
Yeah.
They're trying to do what they do, what all the journalists have become conditioned to do, which is get all, what about the evil guy? What was he disgruntled? And try to get into the head of the guy. You don't get into a head of a guy like that.
No.
The guy's a maniac. I mean, that's pure and simple. At the same time, he was able to have me go to school because suddenly I saw what he was doing. And in his completely shattered state, he was composed enough to do that without blubbering and do it where he was talking about what she was into and what kind of person she was. He talked about the next story that she was going to do on hospice care and that she'd already gotten her interviews lined up about that. And I looked over at my wife and I said that what he just did was absolutely beautiful because he pivoted because he knew what to do. He had his training in journalism and he knew what to do, and he pivoted off the shooter and on to the beauty of the life that was taken. And that, to me, is something that I filed away and I say that's what you need to talk about. You talk about these great young 24 years old and gone, and 24 years old and what appeared to be a very, very promising career in television journalism. And then you had the cameraman who arguably from his colleagues was just a really good guy.
Yeah.
And it's just, we've never had anything like this, have we? Where
no.
It was this sudden, where you saw this literally transpire as quickly as it did. And I'm a little shocked by it.
Bums
I'm still
you out.
Probably a little bit.
It
yeah,
really does.
You yeah.
And you see the, and apparently they had been keeping their relationship somewhat on the down low. Because they're
just
both
like you and I, man.
That's right, Oscar. Because
can't talk about it.
That's right. It's awkward. But right. Obviously, they were so in love, and it makes it even more tragic. Apparently, I think he
traded up. By the way, he
tell
traded
me about
way.
God,
yeah. I thought he was paying her.
Yeah,
he traded.
I was like,
way
how do those
up.
Two get together?
He probably
Jesus
what, he should have settled for dating the photographer. I think
that's
he would have been all right with that.
What broke my heart about was this guy was just so. It was so obvious that this was. They just moved in together. I don't know what you do. I wanted everybody. There are people like me that are out there. You want to do something. You don't.
You know
what
you
do,
Mike.
Do.
You,
like,
you hug
know,
your wife and you hug your son. And you remember that, like that's it's Roanoke, Virginia. Nothing like that should ever happen anywhere, but especially in
Roanoke, Virginia,
right?
In a little resort.
Talking
to the head of the chain, doing a podunk interview
with the
executive director of the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, you can't get any softer, any lighter than that, and it just happens, and it happens all the time. And take the politics out of it. We have to stop. We have to think about our humanity and what we're doing. You know, it's all over. It's not just the United States. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, is it because I'm 56? Is it me when I say, do we have more access to it? It's probably been going on for as long as humanity's been going on. But the fact is,
you're more aware of it because of the news cycle.
And there are aspects of this story that make this story not happen, say 10 years ago. And well, the fact
yeah,
that
as
he,
far as the way
well,
he did it,
you know,
yeah, the technology. Yeah. I mean, the way everyone found out about it immediately,
technology.
The way the video was shared immediately, the fact that he was able to videotape it, and all of that. And so, yeah, I think it is different now, and we're more aware of it. But being more sensitive as you grow older, I'm the same way, Mike. I don't
just
I'm not
aware.
Sure.
It seemed no. What I'm saying about growing older is not that I'm more sensitive about it. What I say is, did we have this every single like 3-4 months where something like this went down? I don't remember it that way.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, we had like political figures. We you know, there's been tragedy throughout our history, but it just seems I don't want to say it, but it seems like somebody's shot or a bunch of people are shot every couple of months.
It
you
seems
know?
Like and more it's a more random event. I mean, I'm not trying to excuse it, but when there is an assassination of a political figure, I can almost understand the flawed logic behind it because that there's a tradition of that and going back through all history. But the randomness of coming back and killing someone that you don't even work with anymore with a manifesto and everything.
Yeah, Mike, that might be a modern thing. We're well more aware of it because I'm looking at a chart here right now, and it looks like in the 90s we had the most homicides by handguns at that point. In the 90s.
All right.
Just
really?
By the chart. Yeah, but just because we're more aware of it. Let's be honest. We're more aware of everything now because of the technology.
Right.
That's it. Bottom line. Those are the numbers. That being said,
we
it
might have
happen.
Had more
it
homicides,
sucks.
But I don't know if we had these kind, right? I mean the you know where
trying
where
to
people,
make a trying to make a point.
I
type.
Don't know.
I mean it might I mean
I
would
Googled
love to break
it,
I would
it.
Like to break those statistics out and see if those stats were you know, crime-based stats where somebody, and they say, well, all murder's a crime. Shut up. I'm not talking about that.
Right.
I'm talking about the fact that the absolute random, you know, psycho
it
type
says gun
move
violence
were
in
murder.
The United States. That's all it says. It doesn't tell me where it comes from. It doesn't tell me if it's just gangs. It doesn't tell me anything like that. But it breaks down knives, other methods, blunt objects. That's not the point. What I'm saying is it's just that we have access. It's in our face. We open a computer. We don't even have to buy an effing newspaper anymore to see the news. Bottom line, it's there. You see it on your effing computer every day, whether it's that, the good news or the bad news. I didn't know that bears got in small pools and swam together.
That's true.
But I learn about that more often than I need to.
Yeah.
It. I will leave this discussion with this because this is all I want to. The only amount of the show I want. Is there any way of fixing this problem with the and I'm not talking about, please believe me when I say this, I'm not going down the way I feel about it. I do. I have a specific way that I think that we can fix this And a lot of people agree with me, and a lot of people hate me for it. And I'm not going to do my gun rant. I leave that to Facebook, and I get the responses. I'm just saying, with everything, doesn't everybody like me, isn't it documented that we're all kind of angry, that everybody's a little frustrated with the way things are going right now, that we, if you believe one way and you believe that, there is no way to come together. Do you guys see any chance that one side and the other side will ever come together to fix some of these societal problems?
I personally don't. I don't. That's why. And I feel.
How horrible is that?
It's not. It's just my reality.
Yeah, it's horrible.
That's just my reality.
It's like giving up hope, though.
Yes, I've given up hope when it comes to this.
I would say
that's why.
You mean this specific or all of our problems?
This specific issue.
Okay.
This specific issue because, again, we have worked together long enough, and I've worked together with people on both sides of the aisle, right?
Most dramatically. You do. Yes. Anybody that knows anything probably understands that you're caught in the middle of this more than probably any human being. You work with one guy from one side, and you work with another guy from the other side.
But they're cousins.
And here's the thing. But here's, let me start with the I have tremendous admiration and esteem for your other radio partner, he for me.
But
and
it's
so
your
and we
point.
Come together on a lot of things. So my thing is, do we always have to be in two different camps completely?
I'm telling you from my perspective. I can't speak for anybody else. I think that your camps, because I get to see both extremes on my end, have valid points. But as far as making a change and a difference that's going to meet in the middle, outside of some technology that, you know, that has some sort of fingerprint, Siri, iPhone type of tech built into it that lets you know if this is going to be an honest pull
of the trigger.
You
there. Do you think tech, is there a possibility that tech could help us out of this malaise?
I thought about this yesterday. I said, if there was some sort of governor that you could build a sensor that would say this is some sort of rage kill factor. Right. But then again, if you're running by adrenaline and heartbeat, then if a police officer is getting out to defend somebody, his adrenaline's running high and his heartbeat's running fast. How do you disassociate the two? Maybe there's going to be science in the future that decides that this person should have the ability to pull the trigger or not. But we haven't gotten there yet.
If Oscar,
you know what? But I tell you that, believe it or not, what he said though actually gives me maybe that technology has solved some other problems.
True.
But what's horrifying is that in that he said the fact that he's given up hope, and I don't think you can ever do that.
I'm a pessimist.
I know that, Oscar. We've worked together for some time.
I'd call you more. You're not a pessimist because I work with you every day. You're more of a realist.
I would say
that. Realist.
I am a realist.
And we're all cynics to a certain degree.
But I am a realist.
But I will say this. If what we have said is true leading up to this, the current state of affairs, we have evolved into it. It has been organic and changing, and you go back 10, 20, or 100 years, it's evolved to where we are now. Society is always changing. Maybe it can change back, but there's no way to predict it. Yeah. It could evolve.
Look,
if they get to a point where there's the diminishing returns and both sides of the aisle say, oh, my God, we are not getting anywhere, anytime, anything.
Let me
then
just cop to one
bounce
thing.
Back. Who
Before
knows?
We leave this discussion,
all right.
I will cop to this. For my gun friends in our audience that do not like it when I rant about gun control, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I will say this to you. I fully cop to the fact that I did what people slam other people for, that I immediately last night, not immediately, but I stewed on it, and I thought about it before I posted about it. But I posted about the fact that I think we need to do something regarding gun control. Everybody knows that's my politics.
Right.
I will say that I cop to the fact that, yes, I immediately went to my own personal agenda. And you know why I did that? I did that because it made me feel good, okay? And yes, it was probably selfish. And it probably was not necessarily with the realization that by doing that, I'm going to change the world. Maybe it was doing it to make myself feel better. Maybe that's the truth, okay? So guilty is charged if that is the case. I fully accept responsibility for that. But I'll tell you this also. I had a little discussion in my head about whether I just shut up or I talk about it. And I said, F that. And if you want to find that part of me, that's on Facebook, and you can read about it. And there are people that disagree with me. I will say that there are people that agreed and people that disagreed. And some of the people were in between and very reasonable. However, I got one thing out of all my responses. I fully embrace my new name, Libtard. I am a Libtard. Thank you very much, sir.
You know what? That fits on a license plate.
Libtard.
You can put it on a license plate.
I am a Libtard. I'm not a bright guy, and I also am a liberal.
Yeah.
So I'm a Libtard. Thank you very much, and I'll continue to say my piece. And by the way, when you're saying your, you put an apostrophe in there.
Yes.
You conservetard. Thank you very much. But anyway, we'll take a break and to come back with more funds. I want to do this another cause I have that nobody will get on board with because it's a smaller than our listening audience, but it concerns Boston. And broadcasting and a major, major tragedy that has occurred for Red Sox Nation. And I'm going to tell you about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
You know what I was really good at before I was even in radio? I was a club DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was saying to myself, what a novelty act would it be if a guy over the age of 55 became one of the most celebrated DJs in the history of club DJs?
I'd buy it. Strong, good, big, tremendous, strong, good, big, tremendous, strong, good, big, tremendous, strong, good, big, tremendous.
Dead Mike 5.
Dead Mike 5.
Dead Mike.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Sign up for that. Sign up this week.
It's a good one this week.
Welcome back to the show. Can you believe that August is nearly over? Where did summer go?
Right.
Where did summer go? Here's the thing about this time of year. It's either hotter than ever or it's hinting at the arrival of fall and cooler temps. Either way, Blinds.com is here to help. Cellular shades from Blinds.com have you covered in both extremes. They keep the hot house cool, and they keep the cold temperatures out in the wintertime. Cellular shades have an insulating property, and they're also very lightweight. I got a huge surface area down at my place down in Florida, and they do the trick, and they were Blinds.com. Fantastic price. I did not go the full route of installing them myself. I used the option that they give you at Blinds.com to get one of their fantastic installers. I swear to God, he did it within 15 minutes.
Wow.
It was incredible how fast he was. Blinds.com has it all, including free color samples, free shipping, and prices that crush store prices. Super affordable, so easy to install, even I could do it. Plus, and I did my plantation shutters in the kitchen. I should point that out. I did
you
do
did
that myself.
Yes,
thank you.
Did.
Their SureFit guarantee means if you measure wrong, Blinds.com will remake your product for free. They did that for me. They can do it for you. Go to Blinds.com today. Start enjoying your home and your patio without the annoying heat and glare. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com, as seen in my home, everybody.
Very nice.
Okay, please, both of you.
Yeah.
I fully understand that this is more about me and the Red Sox fans in our audience than it is about a nationwide audience. And we have people from D.C., the rest of the country, Sacramento, California, Mobile, Alabama, all over, Wichita, everywhere in the country, Iowa. But I'm going to talk about my beloved Red Sox right now.
Okay.
All right? 3 of the last 4 seasons everybody for the Red Sox faithful have sucked ass.
When are you going to give up your tickets?
Yeah. And what happened to that World Series prediction?
You know what? Oscar brings up a point, and I'm just... Because it's spring training, it's such a diversion for me. Yeah. And of all the things I've done when I moved to Florida, that's the go-to. That's the one that I not only use every single time I have I'm in the state...
Yes.
But it's my go-to for family, for friends.
Didn't you go to just the 4 games last year?
No. I went to probably 12, 13 games last year.
Oh, I thought you sold more tickets than that.
Yeah, I thought you sold more.
No, this past season?
Yeah.
I was down there. I didn't sell any tickets
this past season. And also, Oscar, remember, when he's doing those spring training games,
yes,
that's when he's World Series Mike. That's not this Mike.
Yeah,
it's different. It's a whole different frame of mind. He's had 6 months to forget.
Let me just say
about the previous 6 months.
I drank the Kool-Aid. Here's what the Red Sox. I am. Everybody knows I'm a big fan.
Yes.
I love. And there is universal condemnation for the Boston Red Sox and their TV network, the New England Sports Network, otherwise known as NESN.
NESN.
It is universal today. We have some experience in this in the Washington market. We saw this happen. It happened here. It's probably happened in other markets as well. Here's what they did. The team sucks.
Yes.
They the president of operations, Larry Lucchino, he resigned. Everybody's like, yeah, well, he's going to be
he's
70.
He's a good boy, though.
You know, he nothing like that. Thank you. But anyway, I know you'd like me to, but he didn't sound not even remotely. Okay.
Sorry, going by the name.
He takes a powder and he goes and everybody's like, well, you know, okay. They bring in this other guy and the general manager decides he's not going to stick around. And everybody's like, well, you kind of sucked three of the four seasons. You kind of brought some guys in that hadn't worked out. Okay, you know, we wish you well. Thanks for that World Series championship in 2013. But you know what? That's the deal. They bring
See
in a guy. They bring in a guy from the Detroit Tigers, a guy named Dave Dombrowski, who's a very talented
Dombrowski.
Baseball operations guy.
Exactly.
And he you know, really did incredible things with the Tigers.
And so one of my people.
Yes, a poll.
That's right.
Thank you.
Speaks well. He's a representative of Warsaw.
So at the same time, in this the worst season I can ever remember in modern history for the Boston Red Sox, the manager of the team, John Farrell, gets cancer.
Yes.
And he's being treated as we speak. He has taken a leave of absence for the rest of the season to treat his cancer.
It's leukemia, right?
Leukemia, and this is not a good time to be a Red Sox fan. It sucks. So the Red Sox, suddenly, out of the blue, NESN, specifically the broadcast network, fires Don Orsillo, the play-by-play announcer. Don Orsillo, who is, with a giant B, beloved, absolutely revered, and he's been doing it for 15 years. He doesn't have any issues at all. There is nothing at all, on any level at all, that this guy has done wrong when it comes to the broadcast booth. He is there. He has worked through many different partners, TV partners, and they give this guy the axe. And the only reason people are speculating about is that he had this vice president at NESN that wasn't his guy. Sound familiar? Sam Rogers? Sound familiar at all? That it wasn't his guy, okay? And they boot the guy, and there's nothing. And I'll tell you something. There is not. I went on the NESN website where they had the press release about the new guy that they're hiring to do this. There was not one. There was not one. You usually get one or two. There was not one negative about this guy, Don Orsillo. So he's been fired. They completely misjudged how their fan base is going to feel. There's an online petition with, I believe now, over 30,000 signatures, which for a little baseball team in Boston, I know they're Red Sox Nation, but that's still a lot of signatures for a petition. Yes, Oscar.
And you're absolutely right. I'm reading about this now. The Boston Globe, the front page of the sports section says, with Don Orsillo's news, Red Sox dropped the ball again.
Yeah, and here's a question, Mike.
This
I know you.
This is not a very.
That's Dan Shaughnessy. That's the writer known as Dan Shaughnessy, who wrote an article about the way they did it and really didn't, back up the man, because Dan Shaughnessy's a dick and he doesn't have the balls to actually say that Don Orsillo deserves to be rehired immediately, which
now,
he does.
You follow the Sox, you read the Boston papers online every day, and I know this about you, so you understand sort of the headspace of the Boston fan. How did management not know they were blowing this when they did it?
You know, Rob, you have to ask that question. You've been in broadcasting.
I know, but this is so
the way
obvious.
It's done.
I mean,
the
way it's done. It's so obvious the way you've painted it.
The thing about suits, they don't know. Some of these a-holes, they don't know about the relationship between
suits.
An audience.
Yeah.
They don't know. They don't pay attention to that. What they pay attention to is being, hey, I work for the Red Sox. Look, this organization has had some amazing successes, but they also think that their poo doesn't stink, and they act like a-holes. They're a great example. You remember when the Redskins fired good old Frank Herzog and they brought in the incomparable Larry Michael?
Am I the only one who thinks that they're going to run the table and go to the Super
really?
Bowl?
You know what, Larry, and I don't doubt for a second it's a similar scenario.
Yeah.
Larry, God love you. Nice guy. Gave you a hug when I saw you. But Larry, you know what you did.
Yeah.
You played the political game better than anybody ever played the political game. And because you did that, it worked out well. And, you know, of all the people to let go out of that, Frank, Sonny, and Sam, remember when it happened?
Yes.
Frank was the last guy anybody thought would ever get the boot. I don't think Frank was, and I don't think Frank Herzog was one quarter the broadcaster that Don Arcillo is. So this is really a stunner for everybody up there. And I've been, you know, when my brother-in-law sends an email to the Boston Globe, Paul's got a lot of better things to do with his life. And when he writes this, you know.
Wow.
And
pretty soon he'll be calling into sports radio.
I'm into it up here because I'm in New England, and I will tell you that. But this smacks of what everybody in broadcasting deals with. And let me tell you what that is. That is, you get one guy that's got the HO for you, and you, if he's in the right position and he feels strongly about it, he can torpedo a man's career.
True.
And the only thing this guy has done is taken their suck-ass baseball team and made the broadcast. And they're saying, some people were saying it was for low ratings. Your ratings aren't low because of the broadcasters. Your ratings are low because your team is in last place.
Nobody wants to see a losing product.
That's right.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely insane. So, listen, I appeal. This is something I want to do for this guy. Ooh. I don't know if it's going to work. It's the writing's on the wall. But there is, let me go to my Facebook page. There is a petition circulating. Even if you don't have a dog in this fight, I would like you to do a personal favor for me.
I'm on it,
and
Mike.
I would like you to sign the petition for rehiring Mr. Don Arcillo.
Where do I go?
Let me see. It is. Let me open it.
Don't
up here.
Go, Don Arcillo. Don't go, Don Arcillo. Yeah.
I may seriously, depending on whether my friend Patrick O'Reilly pulls a ticket for me, I may be making the trip down to Boston Monday night. To
protest?
Hold up a Save Don sign. I seriously
Mike,
might
be. So cool. I love that you care so much.
I would like to do.
How about a sign, Mike, that says, firing him was a wicked bad idea?
Oh.
You know what? You know what, Mr. I don't care about anybody? You know what major tragedies occur, and I put pictures of my dog up online? You know what? That don't get in the way of my mojo here, damn it.
I'm trying to be Boston relative.
That's right.
I mean, you're a Boston guy.
Two people tragically killed in Virginia.
Here's a lovely picture of Linus right
dog
now.
Dog went up like before the tragedy, Mike, so jeez. Go yourself.
Whoa. Whoa.
Did the dog really go up before the tragedy?
Yes, of course it did.
There were no, hold on, between you and your wife, there were no post-dog pictures or comments after the tragedy.
I say nothing about my wife.
Ah, I got you.
No, you got my wife, right there. And you can have her.
Way to throw her under the bus. Anyway,
oh, if
changed,
only.
Change.org. Change.org is where you go. It's on my Facebook page if you want to go there. Can we put a link somewhere where other people can see this?
Yeah,
it's called the petition.
We'll put it on our Facebook page and the fan page as well.
It's the petition to keep Don Arcillo at Nesson. They need 1,757 more signatures to reach 35,000. I'd like to get 100,000. I really would, and I'd like to help them do this. So if you could go there and do that for me. This is a guy that got completely and totally boned by the Red Sox and Nesson, and I want to see him back in the broadcast booth because I love
the guy.
And let
me make a guess. Really, ever since this happened, I bet Don Arcillo hasn't said a word because he's a class guy.
Of course not. Yeah. Like I think his comment was something like, nothing at this time. I got nothing for you.
For you.
He knew a week or two ago. He is a pro. He is the definition of a broadcast pro. Look, I feel bad for the guy that was doing the radio broadcast that got the gig. But at the same time, I hope he smells the coffee too. Because right now, Mr. O'Brien, I think that's the guy's name. He does the play-by-play on their radio. I will say this. You could raise your stock by falling on the grenade yourself right now. I know it's impossible. I probably wouldn't even do it myself, but I think it would be an amazing PR move. He said, I'm not going to take the gig. I want Don Arcillo to come back. His radio partner, Jerry Remy, was in tears after the game the other night talking about this. This is something that's important to me. I know I don't know this man. I've never met this man. I've never had personal contact with this man. But I will tell you, I love his work. Love, love, love. And it's important to me. And to tons of fans of the Red Sox. So even if you don't have a dog in the fight, help us
do
out
it.
And kick us over the top. That would be a lot of fun. That's it. I've said my piece. Sorry about that. It's all about me today, boys.
It's okay.
It's fine. It's fine.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. Oscar's got some info that I want to share with everybody about Ashley Madison and Josh Duggar. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take a break. Come right back.
Making love to you was never second best.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Have you considered a Sleep Number bed? Do you think that maybe you couldn't afford one? This is the time of year that I really think you should take advantage. Here's some great news. Never been a better time to come to a Sleep Number store. All the beds are on sale, and they're having their biggest sale of the year. You have heard me talk about Sleep Number beds and how much I love it. It's seriously the best product I have in my home. I never, ever get tired of talking about it because I love it. My Sleep Number bed lets me choose the comfort and support that's exactly right for me, and it has saved my back. I have no idea what shape my back would be in without a Sleep Number bed. Last night, my Sleep Number setting was an 85. It's hung in there for a very long time. What I've done really is find my perfect Sleep Number setting, and I've had it for a long time. Carlos is a 65. We don't mess with it because it's perfect.
If it's perfect, why touch it, you know?
I can prove it. All Sleep Number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology. I had a 94 last night. That is a great night's sleep.
Attaboy.
You will only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store, and right now, during the biggest sale of the year, all beds are on sale. You can save 50% on the Labor Day Limited Edition bed. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any one of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to lay a finger aside of your nose and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Do it. Do it.
I will have some Ashley Madison, Josh Duggar crap in the news today, but you've got another story. Mine is something along the lines of him going away to get some help. But
yes.
Oscar, you said there is a porn star out now that's talking about this guy, and that I guess he banged a porn star.
Well, not just a porn star, Mike. She's also a live performer. She has a cabaret act.
Well, don't most of them take?
I believe that's how they augment their movie. Yeah, absolutely. They get their
Carmen
money.
Hart told us that years ago.
Carmen Hart.
Yeah, before she demanded more money than we were ever going to pay her for.
Let me ask you guys.
Said, screw it.
Speaking of dollars, yeah. Let's talk about the economics of this, right? You are a major family-oriented TV star, right?
One of the biggest.
Yeah. Your platform.
And your job is a lobbyist for a family values organization.
Your platform is family values are bust. Like, we have to turn America around. There should be more family values.
Gotta
right?
fix it, right.
So you, because... You're just a sexual deviant. Not only decide to, partake in a certain lifestyle that we talked about with Ashley Madison and the allegations as a young man, but this just broke yesterday that apparently it looks like Josh Duggar, while his wife had just was pregnant with their third child, with fourth child,
5 months pregnant, right?
He went out of his way to go to Philadelphia to see one of these porn stars do her show at the Gold Club there.
Sure.
And he paid for $600 in lap dances, and after he was done with those, and $600, do the math.
Hey, let me just say, well, before you go on, yes. Full disclosure, $600 for lap dances, probably in my history, I will cop to that. I probably have spent that kind of money in a joint. And Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, you guys have probably been in there at one point.
Sure, absolutely.
But here's the difference. We're not a member of the Family Values Coalition talking about going to hell every single day.
Of
Thank
course,
you very much.
I do believe the last time I was at a gentleman's club, if I had dropped $600 in lap dances, it would have been 1,200 lap dances.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a very classy
That's
place.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I never got to a place where that dollar value would have gotten there. But I imagine...
Because you were good looking and they'd probably sit on your lap for free.
Yeah. And then he would return the favor.
That's right. Exactly. That's right.
In Touch Weekly is saying that Danica Dillon, who's 28...
Not her real name.
Danica Dillon.
Hey, man.
Welcome to the AVN Awards! Danica, best oral!
Said, this scene ATM goes to Danica Dillon.
Said that Duggar,
it's an honor just to be mentioned.
Said that Duggar, who at that point was 27, visited her at the Gold Club in Philadelphia in March when she was performing there, right? He spent $600 in lap dances, which wasn't crazy, she said.
Right.
But it got really creepy when he started saying that he had been following her career since she started. And he said... pre-breast implants, so he remembers.
Oh God, that's
like he's sharing
he's
this information
such a
with
creep.
Her, right?
Oh God, can you imagine that?
And again,
early work before you had your augmentation.
Does he really think he needed to prepare some small talk for during the lap dance? Because that's really what that is.
Well, wait, Oscar, didn't it go further than just lap
dances?
It did.
So then that's when that was, okay, now we've got that awkward moment out of the way. How much is it?
Because she's a whore.
How much is it going to take for us to meet up at a hotel? So they end up meeting up at a hotel. They said it was going to be a $1,500 price point, right?
Right.
By the way, for a porn star, That seems a little low. I always feel like they should. They charge. I heard they charge like thousands of dollars. Right, $1,500.
You know what?
I don't know.
That's
the, I don't know.
I have
enough.
No idea.
First taste is free.
I have no idea, and there probably a time in my life where I would have liked to find out.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know what? No,
so
I think that $1,500 would seem pricey to me. But I guess who knows what the porn star rate to have a private meet and greet?
Do you get a and sectional also, at Macy's or do you get a porn star?
And
I don't know.
Who knows what the stock market was like at that time? Money could have been very valuable.
I like where your head's at.
But also
it's time value of money.
And also another creepy aspect to it, because I read the same article, I believe, is that. After they agreed on a price, and I love that phrase, we agreed on a price, and then he said, let's happen to run into each other in the lobby of the hotel.
So he's a sneak.
And
he
it's
knows
premeditated,
how to do it.
And it's, very, very planned.
This is the worst part. When they had their tryst, and this is a porn star who had some hardcore scenes in the past.
Right.
She said that he was very violent. And that she had never been in that situation, even on set, where she was really manhandled by him.
She used the phrase scared, didn't she?
Yeah, she was scared.
Wow. So not only, oh, God, and think what those women that are in that life.
They're garbage cans.
Experiencing.
Not them. He's talking about the Duggar ladies.
Oscar is being funny and talking about a particular porn producer that was on our show a long time
ago. Many years ago.
They're garbage cans. But that life, to say that the way he behaved, he must have been over the top.
Yeah.
And this guy is really.
And that's disturbing, right? And.
Yeah, very disturbing.
The guy, he only paid $1,000. He didn't actually pay her the $1,500.
Didn't
he stiffed her as well.
Didn't he try to like say, well, you already had $600 for the lap dances?
Yeah, yeah.
He tried to do some backwards Duggar math.
To build on what he did at the lap dance. Like it was like the club turned into the
Such
hotel.
A scumbag.
Yeah, like a washing machine repairman. If you paid $79 to come out to the house, the $79 should already be paid towards your repair, ultimately.
Exactly.
But I don't think that's the way it works with hookers.
This is where it gets a little hinky. She agrees to a second date with him for another appearance she was having in Pennsylvania. Driving distance from Washington, D.C., I imagine, right?
Sure.
Right.
So he finds her at another place in Pennsylvania. They meet up. He actually pays the $1,500 this time, but he apologizes for the last encounter they had because he alluded to the fact that that's what I thought she would be into because he had seen so many scenes with her that's what he expected.
And, he's 27, so he's right at that, he's in that zone where that's all he's thinking
he
about.
He toned
all the
it
time,
down,
you know?
She said, but still wasn't necessarily a pleasurable experience.
True.
That being said.
Oh, God, Josh Duggar. And all this is not a story, really, believe it or not, if this guy's not what? A family values counselor or something like that.
Yeah,
that
but also.
And a lobbyist.
And tied to the reality show.
The Duggar.
That, 19
Encounter, where they're all holier than thou. That's the expression that fits this family.
Mike.
Yeah. Holier than thou. We're holier than you are because we talk about it more than you do.
With an emphasis on whole.
Mike, with all these traumatic experiences to the family, immediate, and the Duggar, right?
Right.
And the implosion of their empire. Why can't you just say, A, if you're Mrs. Duggar, Josh's wife, right?
Right.
Why can't you say, okay, I got to divorce this guy? And why can't the family say, we're wiping
that'll
our hands
be in the
with
news.
This guy?
That'll be in the news. I'll talk about that because there's another story about what they're doing with old Josh right now.
Why can't you just come out and say that?
You can't. You can't because they'll explain. But it's a simple explanation. I can't defend the explanation, but it'll be in there. And it dovetails into the other big story about this prep school up in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Where they, they've got another situation where sex is in the news, where this girl was allegedly raped on the campus of this private school. And I'm watching this, and I'm hearing the he said, she said. I'm hearing, they exchanged messages afterwards where there wasn't drama. The same thing you hear in a lot of rape trials. I ask you this, guys, because I wonder all the time. My daughters are grown now. I've got an 18-year-old and a 20-year-old. But I will tell you, when I think about my little guy, I want to frame the discussion with him, which I plan to have, in a way where he understands it. Maybe better than I did when I was his age, if he's going to be 16, 17.
Maybe
18.
You can have it here and we can play it for him.
Are you saying that I won't live till he's 16 or 17?
No.
I'm not going to tape that, Oscar. I'm not putting that on tape.
We can mark it private. It's not like everyone could see it.
Was that movie My Life where he taped all Michael
Keaton? Yeah.
Yeah,
and he had all the
Mike's
the different,
Life.
Yeah, Mike's Life. It had that. I just don't know what I would say to him, but I would say that, look, regardless, this kid that's up there in New Hampshire right now, regardless of whether he is found guilty or not, this is the result of putting something on your priority list that probably should not be there.
No, yeah.
And even if you're putting, let's say you're putting sex on your priority list, which a lot of people do from the age of 15 through the age of 90. Let's say that even putting it there, putting it in on your list and then going about it in the incredibly wrong way, you know?
Yeah.
And it sounds, go ahead.
I'm sorry, just because I have maybe a better reference point because I'm the youngest of the crew here, the three of us. I'm blown away about the stories I hear now about younger people having this type of like drive at the age they're having it, right?
Because
I was kind of a late bloomer as far
I don't understand that. You mean as far as not, the drive, I completely understand.
I'm not talking about you being 14 and figuring out what's going on and, you know, below your belt line. I'm talking about really having the ability to attain it. Like, I couldn't think about being like 13, 14, 15, being like, oh, I'm just going to bang this person. Like, that was so foreign and so far away.
Science fiction.
You're talking about the moral code.
The idea that the school, and I know the story you're talking about, that they had this quote-unquote tradition that...
Senior salute is what it was called, Oscar.
The seniors had to bang freshmen, right?
Well, they claim it was not always for having sex, but it was something where they had to. It was some bull-ass private school deal where
depending
they had
on
to
who you talk to,
befriend an underclassman.
But sex was always implied, and then if you talk to administrators, and I've seen them interviewed, they're vague about it. It's sort of a friendship thing.
What blows my mind is that people are so blasé about the conversation. Mm-hmm. I remember, and again, it wasn't that far long ago. That when you had it, you don't know what to do or who to tell. You would tell maybe your best friend, but that was it. It wasn't something that you would walk around and boast about, right?
No, and it seems cultural up on this campus. It seems like there was this thing going on, and that's true. That was not around when I went to school either, where there were... you hear about some of this activity with fraternities and, you know, Old Dominion that had the signs,
the
drop
signs
off
out,
mom
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, there's a little bit... It's time
like
for the underwear around
culture.
The waistband
very
to be
much
snapped on these guys to say, get your act together.
That gets me back to
what I would say to my kid. I don't want to be old fashioned, but unfortunately, I think the
It doesn't have to be an old fashioned discussion, Mike, because I've thought about the same thing. Because Robert is now 12, and when I talk to him about it, it's going to be you have to realize the consequences of your actions in everything you do.
And
that's modern. I mean, you can frame it in the way you say, if you text while you drive, you're going to get into a wreck and kill somebody. That's the consequence of that action.
If you are in a sexual relationship, consensual or otherwise, and you do so, I don't want to sound like a Duggar, but if you are in a consensual relationship, even a consensual relationship sexually with someone, everything may be just fine, but you also risk getting into a situation that might be, because you have rushed into it, because you haven't thought it out, you may put yourself into a situation that is something that will be a very negative result for you. And I'm not in any way implying that, that women are all crazy that do this. I'm not. There's legitimate, there are a-holes out there on both sides. But the fact is, I think that ultimately what I would say to my son is you have to be aware of the fact that there are consequences for these actions. But at the same time, if it is sex you are looking for, there are certain ways to go about it.
Yes.
And I think as much as it sounds old-fashioned, I would say you get yourself into a relationship with a person, get to know them, and don't rush into it. The one-night stand is fraught with peril. It was fraught with peril for my entire life, and it's fraught with peril now. I think people would agree with that.
What about just teaching on both sides the respect at that age.
It's another word. That's another old-fashioned term, but that's an respecting your partner.
But you know what? Not necessarily old-fashioned, as it is just overly important. I don't think you can label respect old-fashioned.
There's so many things on both sides that can go wrong.
Absolutely.
Because you're so young and full of you're running with your id, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're still trying to figure it out. There's all these emotions like, oh my God, my body can do this.
Right.
And then you start, there are different areas and different emotions. And I think that, I think I was lucky enough that, I wouldn't tell anybody if that went down. Like, it wasn't something I would talk about because I wanted to respect the person on the other side. But also, I still didn't know what was happening, you know,
right.
What was going, what, even if we were in a relationship, I had a long-term girlfriend in high school. And I remember when my friends would ask me, I just, change the subject because it wasn't my place to say what we were doing, what we weren't doing.
And that's not a bad way to do
it. That speaks to respect.
And having a relationship, look, people are going to have sex. You're not going to tell people not to have sex. Oh. That to me is totally
unrealistic. You can swipe right now and have sex.
That's right.
You could do it right now. And there's maybe, you talk about the culture that exists now on college campuses, Oscar, perhaps it is a little too easy. Consequences. You never know. I think, when you talk about the potential of getting into a relationship with somebody that you shouldn't have gotten into a relationship with, by the way, when you climb on and you're done and you're driving back to your apartment,
right.
The fact is you were in a relationship.
Yep.
It might be 2 hours long, and you might not even know her first name. But the fact is,
including the drinks.
It might be 6 minutes. It might be 6 minutes long. That's it. But I just tell them,
just
you gotta
respect,
be careful.
Mike. Respect
people
and consequences.
And
if you're gonna pay someone $1,500, pay them the $1,500.
Yeah, and don't write a check. No, pay in cash.
Yeah.
Are you listening, Pony?
Oh yeah.
Good boy.
The show is all over the place, but it's fun today. We'll take a break. Come back with the Duggar news right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is a random physicist. And I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things. But what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages.
I can't listen to it anymore.
That's the theory of everything.
I know. It's the theory of everything. Is this okay?
Let me simplify it. Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com. We do the mailbag every Wednesday. Get in touch with me. I'd like to hear from you.
Two B's. Thank you very much. Now available, it's Open Mic, the audiobook. You're going to love it. Listen to the story of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's read by the authors. I wasn't protesting that promo as much as just hearing that voice made me.
I understand.
It's Mike, Rob, and Oscar in their own words. It's the entire book and then some. Hear the whole story, the inside scoop told by the people who lived it.
One of the things discussed in the book is why all of us decided we wanted to get into radio in the first place.
Cool.
Here's what I'm guilty of.
One of the driving forces that made me want to get into radio in the first place was that for my entire life, I have annoyed, interrupted, pissed people off, and cracked jokes at inappropriate times.
Were you really not popular in your own family?
You're not shocked by that, are you?
My father actually invented a game. We'd be on a road trip. He'd say, "We're going to play a game, and I think you can win this one, son. It's called the Be Quiet Game. First person to talk loses."
Real game. Real game.
I'm with you, Bob. I am with you. Anyway.
Thanks.
Welcome back to the show. Open Mic, the audio book. Get it today, $6.99, now available. Download it instantly on iTunes or at MikeOMaraShow.com. Open Mic, the audiobook. You are going to love what you hear.
News.
Boo. We've been talking about them for a lot of the show. The Duggars sent Josh away again.
Aww.
Yeah, he's in rehab now. We don't know what kind of rehab it is or what he's going to be working on. Non-a-hole rehab, probably.
Good luck with that.
As far as we know, his issues have nothing to do with substance abuse. His parents said, quote, yesterday... Should I do the mother?
Yeah, please.
Yesterday, Josh checked himself into a long-term treatment center. For him, it will be a long journey toward wholeness and recovery. We pray that in this time, he comes to complete repentance and sincere change.
Ugh.
They have to use... I just think they're professional Bible people.
Oh, yeah.
They have to use the repentance. That's what they're all about. They also vowed to care for his wife, Anna, and their kids. And they kind of threw him under the bus saying, quote, as parents, we are so deeply grieved by our son's decisions and actions. His wrong choices have deeply hurt his precious wife and children. No. They have negatively affected so many others. He has also brought great insult to the values and faith we hold dear. Meanwhile, sources say divorce. You were asking about that, Oscar?
Yeah.
Or yes. Were you, Rob? I forgot.
I was. Oscar was, but I concur.
Sources say divorce completely off the table, and Anna won't even express anger towards Joss. Yeah, this makes a lot of sense, because in their religion, women aren't allowed to get mad at their husbands.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you know what? I guess
Sign me up.
Guess Carrie's not a part of that religion.
That's awesome.
Anyway, that's it. There's a new TV show in the works about Ashley Madison. It's tentatively titled Thank You, Ashley Madison, and it's about a woman who starts the site to help support her family. In real life, Ashley Madison was founded by a man. So that doesn't make sense. Anyway, obviously, this is a timely subject, and once the one the creators think is worth exploring, as one of them put it, quote, I'll use this voice, anytime 30 million people are doing anything, it becomes worthy of a real discussion. Let's get a TV show.
Mike,
let's get a TV show into production about Ashley
Madison. Just,
thank you very much.
Just broke today that Ashley Madison founder, who was on record on multiple radio shows and television shows, that he doesn't use his site because he's happy in his marriage.
Right.
Yes.
Will actually use his site.
Hey!
That's funny.
But it was just quality control, right?
Quality control.
What's not funny, and I saw a news story about this, is that there have been apparently suicides with this data dump. That you know, people have been so distraught over this. So you know, it's not. There are going to be lawsuits. I don't know if
doesn't everybody
shake
get
loose.
A pass.
Wouldn't that be nice? A perfect world, yeah. Oscar. Anyway,
wow.
The first trailer has arrived for the most anticipated sports movie of the decade, the Triple X MMA extravaganza, Ronda Arouse Me.
Oh.
You know the MMA fighter that's
yeah,
there?
Ronda Rousey.
Yes, Ronda Rousey. It shows Ronda. Well, not the real Ronda, but it shows the movie version of Ronda training for her big fight with an opponent with a super awesome name that you really can't say on the air.
That's
But here's a hint: her first name is Misha, and his her last name is close to Tate.
All right, that's nice.
Ronda Rousey probably feels like I've made it, right?
Cause I think so.
That's when when politics. I know this happened, you know, in the past election. That they had a parody as well.
The Sarah Palin movie,
yes,
I remember.
And it's just, you sit there, you're like, all right, something, you know, you've made it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it? There's something category 14 that everything.
Rule 34.
Rule 34 is what it is, Mike.
Of the internet.
Everything has a porn parody of itself. Mm-hmm.
Porn parody, and no word on when this masterpiece is going to be released, but we'll have to wait and see. Ronda Rousey is a tremendously compelling fighter. You take the female thing out of the equation. She is easy on the eye, but she is such a badass in the ring, and I love watching her fights. So I think she's going to be around for a long time. Khloe Kardashian ticked off a lot of residents in Los Angeles at midnight. I make a point of avoiding Kardashian stories unless they do something that is really so over the top that it merits discussion.
And you feel you must keep us informed.
Yes, midnight, Wednesday, okay? She had a fireworks blast for 15 minutes at midnight off the coast of Marina Del Rey.
What a jerk.
In celebration of her boyfriend James Harden's 26th birthday. 200 guests enjoyed the display from a yacht. They weren't even on land, so they were off the coast, and they launched the fireworks at midnight in the middle of the week when people were sleeping, including celebrities like Josh Gad and Rebecca Black. They were upset. Here's Gad's tweet. To whomever planned fireworks at midnight on a Tuesday, thank you. Sincerely, parents of two children who just woke up thinking we were being shelled. who's Dan Ewan? I don't know who he is, but he wrote, some private party just did this at 12 a.m. I thought Russia was invading. I'll be sad if it wasn't Kanye. That's what he wrote before he even knew who it was. Kanye was actually at the party. along with a slew of Kardashian a-holes, and it was unclear if they had the proper permits needed for the birthday pyrotechnics.
I can so totally relate. When we did a Super Bowl in, I guess it was Tampa, it was right after Julia had been born.
Remember that.
And I went down largely because I knew I could sleep through the night.
Tamper.
And we were across from Ybor City, and I had a room on the top floor of the hotel, went to bed early, and just as I was hitting REM sleep, fireworks went off because they do stuff like that before the Super Bowl that sounded like they were about 18 feet from my hotel room.
Yeah, it's scary. I remember we were in the hotel. Yep.
I woke up coming down from jumping out of bed. Yeah, I jumped scary. Before I even woke
That's
up.
That's got to be scary.
It is so loud. Scary.
Really thoughtful for the 200 guests to do the
I bet you
coastline.
They were filming the TV show and production, as far as Hollywood's concerned. It doesn't stop, Mike.
It's true.
It never stops. Always on, Oscar.
Showbiz
Always
has
on.
No off switch.
We're not saying this would work for everyone, but if you're looking for a job, here's someone who didn't expect something to fall there in their lap, got creative, and proved that they know how to hustle. 28-year-old Carrie Kemmeling quit her job in Buffalo, New York earlier this month after she got passed over for a promotion. She was a sales rep at a jewelry store for 3 years, and she'd been in the industry for 7 when she realized they were never going to make her a manager. She should do better. She decided to split. Instead of eating junk food and watching Maury for a week, she immediately started looking for a new job by standing on a corner and handing out resumes to anyone who would take one. For the next 3 days, she got dressed up like she was going on an interview.
Wow.
Stood next to a sign that said, not homeless, but hungry for success, and handed out resumes. And by the end of her third day, she had 13 different job offers. None of them paid what she wanted, so she kept at it, ended up getting a full-time job with an IT company called Stampede Global. She started work this past Tuesday.
What's amazing is that the other 12 job offers were jobs to hand out flyers.
You're really
Thank
good
you.
At this.
Thank you very
Let's canvas over here.
Yeah, love your outfit. And now a little something something. 61-year-old Gene Ballantyne of Brooklyn, New York, was sitting on a window seat on a JetBlue flight from Jamaica to New York yesterday. And 52-year-old Mary Kennedy of Linden, New Jersey, was sitting right next to her. But when their flight landed at JFK Airport in New York and was taxiing toward the gate, Gene tried to climb over Mary. And we're thinking that might not have been the first thing Gene did to piss Mary off because they started fighting.
Oh, no.
Gene pulled out a small eyebrow razor and slashed Mary with it. What is an eyebrow razor?
I think it is like it almost looks like a little comb that when you run it through your eyebrows, it cuts them to a certain length. I use an electric clipper, so I don't have one.
Well, she slashed Mary with it. Mary responded by pulling out her pepper spray.
Pepper.
Oh, she got that on the plane.
Yeah, how and are she, they getting all these weapons on the plane?
She sprayed Gene in the eyes. They were able to get those weapons on the plane because the security at the airport in Jamaica pretty lax. So, in theory, if the fight had been out of the U.S., the TSA would have caught those things and confiscated them. Well, in theory.
Yeah.
Gene was arrested for assault and weapons charges. On the JetBlue flight, Mary was arrested for possession of pepper spray, and there is no word on how they enjoyed all those free channels in the back of the seat. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the audio ball right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's episode of the show, Gary and I talk about our summer vacations. Did the person who did it, or their child, if it was a child, did they take responsibility? You know, we heard the whistles and the people fleeing the pool. But if that happens, do you get out and go to the lifeguard and say, I'm sorry, but...
I don't think so.
You don't come out and say, you don't take responsibility?
I don't think you come out and say, excuse me, lifeguard, I took a crap in the pool.
I dropped the deuce in the deep end.
I just sawed off a log.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Gary Stein said sawed off a log. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Don't let the summertime temperatures fool you. Fall is right around the corner, and that means back to school time. Kids hate it, but mom and dad are tickled pink because it's easy to stock up on all your school time essentials at Amazon.com through the Mike O'Mara Show page. Amazon has everything for back to school. Books, supplies, lunch boxes, even clothes and shoes. Besides, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage, so if you're shopping Amazon anyway, please shop in a way that helps us out. Please.
Please.
It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best way to support this show. You've been doing it for a long time. I love it when you tell me about your Amazon purchases. The next time you need to buy anything, go to the show page, MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon, or click the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Thank you, cousin.
News.
Now let's open up the audio vault for a man who tomorrow will be discussing his first high school back-to-school night.
Not even back-to-school night. It was parents' night.
Ooh. Parents' night?
Yes.
And a guy that was liquored up that came to parents' night. That,
boy, he was loaded.
And hilarity ensues. Yeah. Let's open up the audio vault. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Mike, you love Taylor Swift. You have to do this. Are you familiar with this song called Bad Blood?
Color Me A for Ambivalent.
It's a great song, Mike.
It
great
is.
Song.
But you might like another version I have better than her version. He's promoting a movie, and an interviewer on the radio asked a certain star to read the lyrics to Bad Blood. Here is Bad Blood by Sam Elliott.
Did you have to do this? I was thinking that you could be trusted. Did you have to ruin what was shiny? Now it's all rusted. Did you have to hit me where I'm weak? Baby, I couldn't breathe. And rub it in so deep, salt in the wound like you're laughing right at me. Oh, it's so sad to think about the good time. You and I. Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look at what you've done. Because, baby, now we've got bad blood. Hey.
Mike, you know Sam Elliott. We've interviewed him in the past before, and he said, you know, he's the guy you hear the banquet beer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, absolutely. And so, beef and a lot of other things.
You're right. Great, it would be inappropriate.
Yeah. The Contender. That's
right,
the movie.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
When you interview him, they tell you before you go into the interview that you can't ask him to say the banquet beer.
Oh, because it's part of his contract?
I don't know. It's just that it's a bit so many hacked DJs
Coors.
Across the country have already done.
Oh, wow.
Coors, the banquet beer.
Oh, I haven't heard that ever.
It's what I do. Thank you very much.
Yes, Jesus.
Never original voice coming out.
I love to see trends happen in the campaign as they develop, and this is great. When Donald Trump, now the new thing that he's getting Jeb Bush on, it's not foreign policy, it's not intelligence, it's the fact that he's low energy.
Yeah, that's his thing. I know that. I know that talking point. That's in my brain. I remember that.
But
that's Trump.
I think you'll like this little speech.
I think Jeb is a nice person. He's very low energy. I'm not used to that kind of a person. I'm used to, you know, dealing with killers, people that go, I mean, you know, negotiating with Japan, negotiating with China. When these people walk in the room, they don't say, oh, hello, how's the weather? It's so beautiful outside. Isn't it lovely? How are the Yankees doing? Oh, they're doing wonderful. Great. They say, we want deal.
Oh, my God.
He'd jump out of the seat.
So what's my takeaway?
He did like a Charlie Chan thing. Hear that. I don't remember. We want deal. God.
Mike, the Asians are a high-energy people. Wow. And my takeaway from that speech are two things. One,
we want deal.
And two. So this is what we've taken away from it.
Play it again, please.
Okay.
That's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Donald Trump. So look for that in our
play the We Want Deal again. Can you play that
We
again?
Want deal.
That's what I want
that's,
to hear.
That's your foreign policy. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's Mike at the blackjack table.
We want deal.
I'm talking to the dealer. Thank you.
They sampled, you were talking on the bonus show this week about you being a hot rock and flamethrowing club jock and how you're going to remix records now. Right. I found a list of some of the most common drum beats used in sampling that come from other sources.
Yeah.
For example, when you hear the drum break in Led Zeppelin's when the levee breaks. Great John Bonham drums, right?
Yeah, beautiful drums. Some of the best mic'd and best tuned drums in the history of rock and roll.
However, a lot of people will know it best from Rhymin' and Stealin'. The Beastie Boys. Mm. And that's their sample. Now, this is a great one. James Brown's song, Funky Drummer.
One, two, three, four, get it!
Same drummer?
No. This is just another cut that's sampled in other
places.
Oh, this
is just another sample
cut.
Yeah,
so this is James Brown's song, Funky Drummer, but you might know it best.
Ain't it funky?
Oh, it is funky. From LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out. So the bass drum or the basis of the record is a James Brown song.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is great. It's sampled all the time, and you never hear the record. It's a soul group called The Winstons, and they did another song about Heller Him Father that you would sometimes hear on Father's Day. But they also did a song called Amen Brother that has this amazing drum break in it. Probably like 1969.
This is cool.
Oh, it's a great band. Great band. I'll play the record tomorrow. But NWA, straight out of Compton, looped it, slowed it down, and came up with this.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool? Mm.
Sure.
This is cool, Mike.
Not
this
a fan.
Cool.
I'll take your word for it. Sure it is.
You know what I say about it? I say,
we want deal.
And then I say, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have all a great right. Thursday, everybody.
Thank you. That's it. Another Mike O'Meara show is come and gone. Be sure and join us for more fun and more
thrills. They can't
tomorrow.
All be winners, Mike.
At MikeO'MearaShow.com. Hey, I know you guys liked it. It just wasn't my thing. If you have the show, you guys don't care about Donna or so. Thanks. We live and let live on this show. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Meara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MearaShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about this week's bonus show. You'll really, really
great
enjoy
one.
It. We promise. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Meara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. Bye-bye!
So long!
Ciao, ciao! Wait, don't go! I need to tell you that MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. We want deal.
Hey!
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Open Mic, The Banquet Book.